Welcome back to Jefferson City. As I mentioned in our last video update right before the spring break, we are at the halfway point. And so we're taking on some budget matters and a lot of other legislative matters that started in the first half that we'll try and finish up in the second half. But I thought we'd use this week's audio to explain the 15th District and talk about a project that we're going to take on here in our office. A few years ago in 2012, for that election, the boundaries of the 15th Senate District, which has been a traditional St. Louis County Senate District for decades, changed a little bit. It shifted a little bit west. So it had previously gone from the city line out to sort of Winchester in West County. It shifted west, so now it goes from Glendale to Wildwood, is a fair way to say it if you're just thinking about it on a map. And have the privilege to represent, really objectively, and not just my own personal bias, some of the best places to live, not only in our state, but in the country. Baldwin, Clarkson Valley, Chesterfield, De Pere, Ellisville, Fenton, Glendale, Kirkwood, Manchester, Sunset Hills, Twin Oaks, Valley Park, Wildwood, Winchester, and a small part of unincorporated St. Louis County. It's sort of the southwest portion of the district. And obviously you can go on the website here and click on the Senate map to give you even a more accurate depiction of all the communities that are included in the 15th. It's home to some of the best schools in the country, some of the best restaurants in the county. Community involvement from the people in the 15th District is truly remarkable. So we're going to start a project here where we're going to highlight some of those communities that I mentioned. And many of you listening live in those communities. So we want to encourage your input in this process as we highlight those school districts. We highlight those restaurants. We highlight the people who are involved in the community. We highlight some famous people and places to explore in those communities. And we're going to pull each one of those communities out and do something with that over the course of the next several months. So we'd like for you to get involved. Send us an email. Give us a call of things that are unique in your community as we look forward to taking some time out and focusing on the great communities that we live and that I have the very privilege to represent. Hope everybody has a great weekend. Hopefully it gets a little warmer. As that groundhog predicted, we've had a little bit of a longer winter, I think, than most people would have liked. But everybody have a great, relaxing weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.